Fritz Lang's silent film classic Metropolis has been definitively restored to near perfection in a new set of film prints slowly making their way across the United States. If you have never seen Metropolis before, or even if you have seen it many times, this is a presentation which is not to be missed. Lang's superproduction of Metropolis took an unheard of 17 months to shoot in mid-1920s Germany, and it featured incredible sets, Riviera art direction, and highly advanced special effects. Set 100 years in the future, it depicted a super city filled with class struggle, corruption, runaway technology, decadence, passion, and even modern science versus occultism. A commercial failure when it premiered in Berlin in 1927 due to its enormous cost, Lang had set out to make the costliest and most ambitious picture ever, it generated both acclaim and controversy. For its U.S. premiere, American distributors cut its length by nearly an hour. Once other countries picked up this garbled version of the film, Lang would remark that his film no longer existed. Since then, various incomplete versions of varying lengths have surfaced, including the controversial and commercially successful Giorgio Moroder recutting, which included a rock music score. Metropolis has influenced many great filmmakers, including Spielberg, Lucas, and Kubrick. Yet no coherent version of the film has existed before now. Kino International Films has compiled the ultimate Metropolis. Struck from the original camera negative and nitrate prints from around the world, each frame of the film has received state-of-the-art digital restoration. 30 minutes of unseen footage have been added, and discovery of inner titles and original script material have resolved story section conflicts. The resultant film is incredible and stunning. It has to be seen to be believed. Unparalleled clarity, detail, and stability. The addition of Gottfried Huppertz's original 1927 orchestral score, newly recorded, which is playing even as I speak, adds dynamism not heard since the film's original premiere. Kino Film's version of Fritz Lang's Metropolis reveals a film undiminished by the passage of 75 years and transports the viewer back to its premiere. It is rapidly becoming the cinematic event of 2002. To see Metropolis is to experience just how powerful the cinematic experience can be.
So, Dennis, that's what you thought when the film was showing in theaters around the country. Now, that print of the film has been released on DVD. What do you think of the DVD?
There are just two words, Tim, for this DVD. Absolutely stunning. They began filming it in 1925, and it looks like they just filmed it yesterday. This is even a greater restoration than Citizen Kane, which I think was the previous champ for film restoration. And the reason this is even better is there was no complete negative that they could use. The negative was damaged. There were all kinds of different versions of Metropolis, different edited versions, garbled stories. 25% of the film is still missing. The whole thing had to be re-edited and reassembled for DVD. But that was made possible because, number one, they discovered the original screenplay, they discovered the title cards registered with the German Censor Bureau, they discovered the cues in the original music score. None of this were things they had before, so they were able to actually recreate the best version possible. Also, they opted to do digital restoration, which is risky because you can lose picture information when you do automatic digital programs. You can actually lose pieces of the film. But they essentially did a by-hand digital restoration. The disc includes a fine documentary on the making of the film, revealing how the effects were accomplished, amazing, a super digital restoration featurette, a terrific commentary on the film, lost scenes information, costume sketches, architectural sketches, everything you could possibly want to know about this film. And finally, Tim, what supports what we thought when we saw this at the Town Theater when it was showing around the country? We thought it was magnificent. And what supports the reaction we have is the fact that Metropolis has now been chosen for inclusion in the Memory of the World Register, which also includes things like the score for Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. So this is a must-get DVD and video. It's on Kino Video. It's the restored authorized edition of Metropolis. If you can't find it in the store, go to www.kino.com.
Well, okay then. Cellular Dreams correspondent Dennis Kwiatkowski on the DVD release from Kino International Video of the restored masterwork, Metropolis. Movie Talk, up next.